Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. In what could be the tightest councillor race in the state, the counting is now past 87% in Division 8 of the Bundaberg local government election. Out of a total of 6,126 votes, just 8 separate Sean Sanders and Steve Cooper at the moment. Sanders is the one with the narrow lead. Division 6 is the only other undeclared result. However, Carmen McEnany does have a 2-point lead over Bradley Grogan with 86% of votes counted there. Queensland scientists have revealed the new ways we're treating tropical diseases like dengue fever and parasitic hookworms. The group from JCU's Australian Institute of Tropical Health and Medicine have found treating these drug-resistant diseases with vaccines is the way forward. Dr. Sapana Pai says there are vaccines in the late trial stage which could be used in Queensland within the coming years.
Now, a lot of that has come from, you know, the phenomenal success we've had with, say, COVID vaccines, you know, and that has really energized that, you know, that new thinking now.
Environmental groups are heaping pressure on the Miles government to increase their emission reductions targets before they pass through Parliament. The state government announced legislation to lock in a reduction target of 75% by 2035 at the end of last year, but it's yet to be voted on. Lock the Gate Alliance's Ellen Roberts says they need to include a more ambitious target for 2030 to kickstart change right away.
The decade of the 2020s is the most important for climate action. Otherwise, we risk hitting a whole lot of climate tipping points. Queensland is on track to meet their current low 2030 target, which shows that we can increase the ambition. It's the actions that we take now rather than those that we put off to the future that are really going to make a difference.
And finally, another wet start across the Wide Bay today as this trough just won't seem to shift. Scattered showers have been falling on the bay with 5.4 mils recorded in Bundaberg since 9 a.m. yesterday. Maryborough's had about 15. The bomb says things don't look like changing soon either, with showers on the cards until at least the start of next week.